at GCN.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number if you want to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the show. Whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature, whatever you want goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There is no membership fee, no credit card needed. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. Scroll past day six. You'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they are hosting literally months' worth of the show for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So freestateproject.org. Check it out. All right, so we got a lot to talk about tonight, as always. And, of course, it is your show, so if you take control, feel free. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want to talk about. And we got cop stuff tonight.
Whole lot of it. And we're going to, we aren't going too far to start things off with. Just Pinellas County. Not too far at all, my friend.
Yeah, we're of course doing the show here in the Tampa Bay area. So yeah,
right.
It's not very far.
Well, we're talking about Pinellas Sheriff's Deputy John Henry, or shall I say ex-Pinellas Sheriff's Deputy John Henry, who just may be the laziest man in American law enforcement.
Really? That's quite a claim, Jason.
Well, it's backed up
all right. By
all sorts of different incidents. Let's talk about some. There was a night he came across a woman walking on the side of the road. Asked her what she was doing. She said that her car broke down. She was in the area. She was going to pick up some crack, and her car just ran out of gas.
Wait, she told him that?
She sure did. You know what he did with her? He drove her to the gas station. Yep.
Wow.
Then there was another night.
Can you arrest somebody for saying that they were going to buy crack? Conspiracy to buy crack?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
That's a good question, though.
Well, in either case, there's several more incidents. One of which, he arrested a drunken woman, throws her in the back of the squad car. He forgot that he left his belongings in the back of the squad car as well.
Like so, what? His gun?
Well, he might have, but she might have been too drunk to notice. She did take his badge and pretend to be a deputy when she was walked into the sheriff's department. Look, I'm a deputy! For real! another
drunk
night...
people are silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another night...
Some of them are angry, and I don't like them.
Yeah, it's not much fun.
Yeah. But you get your happy and silly drunks.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are the ones that are enjoyable to be around.
I don't know about all that. I just think they're dumb. They're dumb to usually to talk to, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They're really fun to watch. Oh, in any case, another night he took a guy to jail who still had a knife on him.
Oh, gosh. Nice.
Well, these and literally dozens of other events took place on Henry's watch, and they're detailed in two thick binders made public Monday. And, well, they came to light because he happened to be riding with a new recruit who wasn't a new recruit. He had been with the sheriff's department previously and left, and in coming back, he had to be retrained. And so he knew that all of the things that Sheriff's Deputy John Henry was doing were all not according to code.
Not so good.
Yes. Well, he cited 51 incidents in 13 days.
Gosh.
As he rode around with Mr. Henry in March. And
he wasn't placed there to find out that this guy was a bumbling idiot.
He just happened
to come across it.
He was just training with him.
I see.
Yes, that's right. And, well, Dane, who is the, trainee. He was riding with Henry on the midnight shift, which runs 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Nice.
And one of the things Henry told him was, quote, "Now things are different on midnights. There are no constitutional rights on midnight."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's right.
That's a bit of a look into the mindset of some of the cops in America, huh?
Yeah.
How many of them do you think feel similarly?
Oh, I'd say probably plenty. Being that they're...
Objection calls for speculation.
Of course it does.
Sure.
But at least one of them considers that situation.
It's true. Let's worry about that one.
Okay. Yes. What else?
Well, he found a fellow with a crack pipe, let him go.
While he was with the other guy?
While he was with... All these incidents took place while he was with the trainee.
I see. They were all observed. The guy in training. That makes sense.
Let a motorist go who had a suspended license.
That's not good.
Well...
It's not good.
Well... Is it really bad?
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
What's a license?
I wouldn't do it in front
and
of
And I don't think it was bad that he took the woman to the gas station either.
I don't either.
So I think that's him just exercising his judgment.
I think a lot of times in this story, his laziness is pretty beneficial.
All right, go on.
All right. Well, there were times, again, that he and Dane, without legal pretext, stopped motorists.
Mm.
Like once they stopped two black men. Imagine that. Two black men getting arrested under false pretext, or getting stopped under false pretext.
What did they claim? Does it say?
He claimed that they were leaving an area known for drugs. That's why he stopped them.
And is that legitimate?
It doesn't seem legitimate to me.
You know, if they can pull people over for just random traffic stops, I don't see what they can't do.
It seemed to me that they normally make up something that sounds legitimate, like, oh, your license plate light was out, so I had to pull you over and let you know about it. Do you have any drugs?
You might have reversed the car.
Right, there's some sort of legitimate sounding reason. Even if you get the car home and you discover that the lights are working fine, you can't really say anything about it because the deputy could just say, well, when I pulled them over, it wasn't working. You know, so yeah, that's like an easy way to pull somebody over for no reason whatsoever. But sounds like he just totally fabricated this one.
No, he certainly did. And an investigation proved that the one man was a construction worker being picked up by his nephew from work.
Got it.
Yes.
Quite a bit of police work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he also failed to label evidence. I really like this part. He routed all traffic citations through the courthouse in his jurisdiction, no matter where he was.
Oh.
Just because, you know, it's more convenient that way.
He doesn't have to go so far.
Why the hell not?
Testify.
Interesting. You know, you know what this points out, I think, most interesting beyond the fact that this guy's just a bumbling doofus and dangerous at that with this whole comment about there are no constitutional protections after midnight. I think, and now one of the reasons, of course, he's saying that is because there's nobody around to see you mess with somebody.
Right.
There's nobody around to witness you harassing someone for the most part.
And after midnight, he's going to let it all hang down.
Yeah, right. I think that what it highlights is the slipshod nature of police work. And I think that what it should bring to the realization for a lot of people is that this is one reason why we encourage you, or at least I encourage you on this show, to take your cases to trial. Because the cops love to scare people. They're designed, they're trained to intimidate you. And not just the cops, but also the prosecutors and the judges and everybody else who's involved in a bust. For instance, let's talk about marijuana. Okay, let's talk about the 700,000 plus people every year that are arrested for a simple marijuana possession charge. Now, when they get arrested, the prosecutors do them a favor. They do them a favor of offering them a reduced fine, a reduced sentence in return for a plea bargain.
That's right. You're going to have to help us out, and we can help you out.
Right, which means that when they plead guilty, they get a lesser sentence, and they walk out of the courtroom feeling like they just won, right? Because they didn't have to go to jail for 5 years for possessing marijuana. Well, my suggestion is these cops are so sloppy, and they know they can be sloppy because they know most people are going to plea out. They know that all they have to do is throw charges at you and then watch the prosecutor promise to drop a few of the charges if you plea out. So it's all based on fear. It's scare tactics. And if you were to take these charges to trial, I think in a lot of cases, once you started to look at the so-called evidence that these cops have, you'd see their cases fall apart.
That's right. You just push them a little. When they start pushing you, push back.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I agree with that. 800-259-9231. Your comments and more bad cop stuff. The ATF is harassing gun shows and gun buyers. We'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwin.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on the Shrine. In fact, we just added three new ones over the past few days. So be sure you go to freetalklive.com and check it out. And I actually made a couple of tweaks to the Shrine last night, man, which we have changed the rules a little bit.
Really? Mm-hmm. I need to take a look.
We're no longer going to be accepting unvalidated photographs.
Wow.
So from here on, what happened was, I think it was probably back in December, that we decided we were going to start the validation system.
Right.
Because it used to be you could just be a lady listener and just send us any old picture of yourself, and we'd put you up on the Shrine. And then we came up with this idea of validation, because what we were having trouble with is fakers. We were having trouble with people claiming they were women, sending us their photo, and then us discovering later on down the line that they really weren't who they said they were. So in the interest of having the most accurate, honest Shrine of Female Listeners, we instituted the validation option. And at that time, it was just an option. We accepted both. And validation means the ladies are actually taking photographs specifically for the purpose of being put on the Shrine of Female Listeners. In the photo, they are holding some sort of signage that references the show. So that's one way that we can verify you, that you're indeed who you say you are. Of course, that just made the that just kind of brought up the level of challenge for the fakers.
Right.
And so we started having people try to fake validated pictures.
A lot easier to pick, too.
Which was really hilarious when they photoshopped the picture of the woman holding a sign that was, I think it was a
protest sign.
It was a pro-socialism protest
sign
that they photoshopped to look like a Free Talk Live sign.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. We've actually saved all of the ones that we were fooled by into the Hall of Shame.
Well, not necessarily fooled by.
Sometimes we were fooled, some we weren't.
Yeah, just the ones that the attempted fakes.
The decent fakes, the semi-decent fakes. Some of them never even made it to the site.
Yeah,
because they were so bad. But you can go check it out, freetalklive.com. So we decided that we've had so many validated submissions since we created that idea. Really, the regular Shriners, the ones that just sending us any old picture of themselves, have pretty much slowed to a crawl, if not a total stop. So I pretty much figured, let's retire it. You know, let's retire those 30-something ladies that had done that. They're going to stay. You know, it's not like we're going to delete them, because we certainly still appreciate them. But obviously, we encourage you all to go ahead and get validated at this point. And I actually broke off another section for the validated amplifiers.
There's
four different ladies there.
There's four sections.
Yeah, that have there are four ladies in the validated amplifier section that have actually not only sent us their picture, but also sent us some money, too.
Well, the amplifier program being an opportunity for listeners to support the program.
Yeah, to help promote the show.
Yeah, to advertise, market, and promote the program.
You can get details at amp.freetalklive.com. So check out the Shrine. We're talking about cops, and Jason, you were telling us about what might be one of the laziest cops in the world, but I think that really it's just the laziest cop we've heard about, because there's probably plenty of them out there that are really, really lazy and slipshod at doing their jobs, and again, I think it points out that people need to stop pleading out.
I don't think there's a lot of oversight for... I don't like the amount of oversight that the police have. It seems like they can get away with a lot.
Yes, they can.
Sure.
In fact, they not only can they get away with a lot, but even when they're found to be doing something wrong, the department tends to come to their defense. And that's not good either.
It depends on the department.
So here's something else that the cops are doing. We talked about Utah, actually, over the weekend. There was a rave in Utah. It was raided by the cops. The cops came in and used excessive violence on basically what was just a bunch of young people having a good time. Nobody was being hurt. And in general, nobody's ever hurt at gun shows either. Have you ever been to one of these things?
Gun show?
To a gun show?
Yeah. No.
You know, I guess I never have. I've always imagined what it would be like to go to one, because I've heard so many commercials. My favorite commercial was this. When I was living over in Cocoa Beach, mm-hmm. Florida, there was a, you know, you'd see this pretty girl, and it would pan out. It was about a 15, maybe 30-second spot, and she'd start out with, "Hi, my name's Leslie. Take some time this weekend and come out and see what I've got." And then it'd pan back and she'd chuck, chuck a big old shotgun. And he's just like, whoa, what are you doing?
That's awesome. So what was happening, apparently this is from Virginia. Federal agency that regulates U.S. gun dealers stands accused, along with at least three Virginia law enforcement agencies, of trying to shut down legal gun shows through alleged intimidation of gun buyers and sellers. The law enforcement organizations also allegedly broke the law by sharing gun buyers' information with members of the public. And some of these allegations are just amazing. First, they start out by saying that 30 agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the BATF, or ATF, I think as they call themselves today, along with nearly 500 Virginia State Police, Henrico County Police, Richmond City Police, were assigned to the ATF operation targeting the gun show of one Annette Gellis. She's the organizer of Showmasters, which is apparently a traveling gun show. Anyway, they were having it at the Richmond International Raceway. Gellis said four marked police cars were stationed at the main entrance to the raceway parking lot, and more than 50 marked and unlabeled but obvious law enforcement vehicles were positioned just outside the public entrance to the building. According to Gellis...
Who wants to go there when there's a bunch of cop cars? I don't think I'd want to go to the gun show. I might just turn around and leave.
Gellis said, in fact... that she believes the officer's presence was intended to intimidate her customers. And what was their excuse, really? I mean, what was the cop's excuse for being there? Because, well, they're going to claim that there's a chance someone was going to get robbed? At a gun show?
Someone might get held up at a gun show.
Yeah, no violence, I don't think has... I mean, no violence beyond accidents has ever happened at a gun show.
How could it? How on earth could violence erupt at a gun show?
It wouldn't last long, let me tell you.
No, it sure wouldn't.
And I have been to these things, so I do know what they're like. So, she says...
Did you pack heat when you went?
No. It's not necessary. 90% of the patrons at a gun show are packing heat. Anyway, Gellis, the organizer, says, it's just a persecution thing. It's not really an attempt to solve crimes or stop crimes. She says, it's just their way of trying to get rid of gun shows. She says, that's the only way you can explain that large of a police presence at a gun show. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that is a huge police presence.
It is.
Down here, there's a cop or two outside of the front door, and these are cops that were hired by the show.
Yeah,
right, and they're off time.
Right, exactly. Gellis said ATF resident agent in charge Brian Swan told her the officers were part of a, quote, Virginia State Police ATF task force and represented the same amount of force that we've used in all of the shows. The only difference in Gellis's case, Swan told her, was that the command post was established at the site of her gun show. Command post for what? The Central Virginia Gun Show Checking Cops Project thing? I have never heard of anything like this. Virginia State Police spokes bureaucrat Corrine so-and-so said her agency doesn't participate, or her agency does participate in a task force with the ATF. As part of the agreement that created the task force, they apparently have referred questions regarding its operation to the ATF. So, basically, the local cops, the state police, are saying, well, we have an agreement that says we don't answer questions. You can talk to the ATF if you want to get answers. So, nobody's talking about why they're doing this. Nelson, Richmond police spokesperson, says, quote, Mrs. Nelson says, I have done some checking, and as I said on the phone, the gun show was not in our jurisdiction, so I have no record of our officers' participation. Gellis said the participation of Richmond police officers in the operation has already been documented by other Richmond police officers. So you've got some people in the Richmond Police Department saying, yeah, we were there. The spokesperson saying, no.
Didn't happen.
No,
don't even know what you're talking about. Gun show? What gun show?
Well, if you think this is it, right now it's just kind of interesting. Like, why they had all these cops there, what was the meaning of all this. Next, we're going to tell you about how they went and visited some gun buyers' houses.
More coming up.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. Hey, big boy, take your hand off that TV clicker. Nothing can be as pressing as what I have to tell you. Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll turn you on to the next remote control experience. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Guys are great at pushing buttons, but now they don't have to press any to get her to open, and it'll only take one to make her engine roar. I'm talking about your car. High-tech systems known as Keyless Go, or Smart Key, allow drivers to enter and start their vehicles without ever fumbling for keys. With the fob in your pocket or purse, just touch the door handle to unlock your car, then once inside, press a button on the dashboard to turn on the engine. Standard equipment on Infiniti's M sedans and optional on vehicles like Cadillac's STS and Toyota's Prius, this feature should be easy for gents to use, given the years of practice with a TV remote. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. You can take control of this show. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update. I sent one out last night, as a matter of fact. So if you're missing out, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Put your email address and a little bit more info in there. It's totally safe and secure. Freetalklive.updates.freetalklive.com.
We're talking how often do these updates go out?
Whenever there's something to announce.
Maybe once a week?
At least once a week in general. Occasionally, it can be once every 2 weeks, but sometimes it's a few times a week.
I always wonder if people think they're going to be signing up for a daily update. God, I don't want that.
All right, so we're talking about what happened in Virginia, Richmond, the Richmond area. There was a multiple cop, multiple jurisdictional cop thing going on outside of a gun show. Now, obviously, the police were not there for protection purposes because gun shows don't need protection.
No, they're pretty well protected.
They don't even have to hire any protection, even though they do tend to hire a couple of off-duty cops.
I think
cops.
That most places require them to have security. And
could very well
security
be.
Security is usually required to be off-duty police officers.
So anyway, the cops were all over the place. They had vehicles parked everywhere in the parking lot. And the event organizer, Ms. Gellis, thinks that it was for intimidation purposes. She believes that the cops were trying to intimidate her clients, her customers, from even coming to the gun show at all.
Does she have any evidence to back this up?
Well, no, but it's unusual.
I don't know if she needs much.
I think if you read a little farther, there might be some evidence that didn't
well, yeah,
the cops were
intimidating. Well, yeah, real intimidation is coming up here. This is amazing stuff. Anyway, the Richmond City Police, it was the Richmond City, the Virginia State Police, as well as the ATF that was involved here. Richmond City Police spokesperson says, boy, I don't have the... Apparently, I did some checking, and the gun show is not in our jurisdiction, so therefore I have no record of our officers' participation. Well, according to the event organizer, she said this, my own Richmond City Police officers that are there, that I hire for my security purposes, told me that they saw 14 different Richmond City Police officers on Saturday in plain clothes. Just milling about. Lieutenant Doug Perry with Henrico County Police acknowledged that his department's officers took part, but would not say how many participated. Here's his quote. We wouldn't normally release that anyway. That's part of our operational plan, the number of officers involved. We're not on overtime when we're doing that, so it wouldn't be public information.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Well, is it dangerous for you to release that information, sir?
He certainly seems to think it is.
Yeah, you are the... Evil gun show hijackers going to find out how many gun cops are watching the gun show?
I don't have to answer to you. Who do you think I work for?
Everybody? One gun show exhibitor said he counted 72 uniformed and plainclothes officers and agents in and around the vehicles near the entrance to the building.
Jeez, it's like they expected a terrorist act.
And I think being that the guard who was paid to be there, he counted out 72 different officers. Goes to show...
This was an exhibitor that counted.
Oh, it was an exhibitor. Okay.
But one of the cops counted 14 of his own buddies there.
Even still, they have some time to just sit around. Hey, there's another one. Hey, there's another one. They must not be doing much.
While normal attendance at her two-day show is nearly 4,000, Gellis, the organizer, said she only attracted about 2,300 that weekend, which, according to her, cost them more than $7,000. Then the real interesting part comes up here. Gellis says they also did something which is highly illegal. They did something called a residency check.
I don't like the sound of that.
Gellis explained that when gun dealers took the paperwork to the Virginia State Police on-site office to complete the background checks on prospective buyers, ATF agents copied the names, home addresses, and telephone numbers of the applicants.
Yeah, I really don't like that.
Then, according to the complaints that Philip Van Cleve received from the Virginia Citizens Defense League, then officers were dispatched to the homes of the prospective gun buyers to speak with family members, asking, for example, gee, did you know your husband was going to a gun show today? Do you have his cell phone number? Did you know he was buying a gun? If you didn't think that was wrong enough...
Well, it's beginning to sound unconstitutional, like,
yeah.
You know, it's affecting his privacy.
Yeah. Van Cleve says if people weren't home, in some cases, they went to the neighbors' houses.
Whoa.
That is totally preposterous.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that these cops, you're going to buy a gun at a gun show, totally legitimately, and you discover when you get home that the cops have come and talked to your neighbors about your gun show visiting habits and the fact that you're buying a gun. Do your neighbors really need to know this information?
Who thought this was a good idea to do this?
Some cops.
I don't know.
God. Some busybody cops that want people to be unarmed.
Yeah,
we know
they do.
The government.
Oh, yeah.
Governments all
Only
over the
they
place.
Are morally superior enough to be armed.
Yep. Of course.
Governments all over the place, and then they go on citing why this is illegal, what they did was illegal. But really, does it matter? They don't care. The cops don't care if this stuff's illegal.
Legal schmegal, we are the law.
Yeah,
exactly.
They'll never see any punishment as a result of this. This probably won't even be investigated.
It's certainly not going to be reported on major media news.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Well, James, here's another incident. James LaLime, who works part-time for a gun dealer, was attending the Richmond show on his own. He brought two firearms and part of a third from his personal collection to offer for sale at the show. But what? Just so you know how this works, when you're at gun shows, there are frequently people walking around, usually with a piece of paper or a sign hanging on them that will show the weapon that they're personally wanting to sell. They bring weapons with them in order to just simply sell to other patrons of the gun show.
Okay.
So they don't have to have a table set up at the show to sell things. So that's what this guy was doing.
Okay.
Anyway, he says apparently he brought two firearms, and which, according to him, they're legal. They don't require a federal firearms license or any business license at all. LaLime claims a man approached him and verbally identified himself as an ATF agent, but did not show his credentials or badge. He was accusing me of running a business and telling me that I needed to get a business license if I was going to sell firearms. LaLime charged. The agent allegedly had state
police... Does that mean if you have a garage sale at your house that you have to have a business license?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
But there are some laws that claim you can only have X amount of garage sales per year. Otherwise, you're running a business.
Really? That's interesting.
Anyway, the agent allegedly had state police check LaLime's driver's license and learned that it was suspended. He said he was then placed in the back of a police car and questioned by the agent while the suspension was investigated. He kept asking me all kinds of questions. How often do you buy guns? When do you buy guns? When was the last time you bought a gun? How many guns did you buy the last time you bought guns?
How did you feel the last time you bought a gun? What were you wearing the last time you bought a gun?
What are you wearing now? LaLime continued.
What are you doing later?
He says, all that is irrelevant, and I told him that. I said, that's my personal business. Good for him. For standing up for himself.
Damn straight.
You know, that's the reason why these cops didn't go and bust any heads at the gun show like they did with the rave over the weekend. The cops got all dressed up in their camouflage and they came out
to... They'd have been mowed down if they'd have tried to... Because nobody would have known what the heck was going on.
They came out to this rave and they literally just beat the crap out of a bunch of kids.
Because
defenseless.
Yeah, because ecstasy popping little kids, I mean, don't tend to carry firearms.
Well, and there's plenty of people that weren't popping ecstasy. But yes, the
sure.
ravers are tend to be pretty docile.
Yeah.
And the cops know.
To say the least.
The cops know they can go into a rave and harass and beat up anybody they want to, and they'll never see a penalty from it. Now, if they want to shut down a gun show, they have to be a little more tactful about it. So they show up with their undercover vehicles, and they show up with a bunch of squad cars, and they just start harassing people. But thank goodness these guys actually know some of their rights, and they stand up for them. Well, anyway, he finally ended up being released. They found out that this license suspension claim was a computer error.
Oh, I see.
Gee, that wasn't an excuse to put the guy in the back of a squad car and question him, was it?
Hmm.
You don't think.
trumped up charges aren't computer errors.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. Harry wants to talk about gun shows. Your calls as well. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming on there for you. The broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So it's all free. freetalklive.com. The way it should be. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Indeed.
I used to go to a lot of gun shows on the East Coast here, and I found the people that behind the tables are very cautious people, very aware, very polite,
right,
because they realize the seriousness of handling firearms.
Absolutely.
So I strike up a conversation. There's always, when you arrive at the door, there's always one police officer at least to make sure everything's okay. So I struck up a conversation with the police officer, and apparently he feels that guarding the gun show, he feels that's safer than walking down his own main street.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
It was, too.
So the second show I went to, I approached the officer at the door, and I says, would you rather be here or would you rather be protecting the streets of New York? So he took his finger and he pointed at the floor.
Well, of course. They don't want to get shot.
So I heard WBAI is our local FM station here. It's a talk show.
Okay.
And I was in my car listening to it this afternoon, and they had a talk much about the incident out west with the rave.
Yeah, the Utah thing.
And they paralleled everything you guys talked about the other night.
Huh, somebody's been listening to Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, they got to...
We scooped them. I mean, we scooped everybody. I was looking at some of the forums that I posted in. There was a couple of rave forums that I posted the fact that we were going to be covering this issue. And then after the fact, they were saying, somebody needs to tell Al Franken about this, and somebody needs to tell blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah, be sure you tell them that Free Talk Live scooped them as well.
There's nothing on the 6 o'clock news. There's nothing in the local news. There's nothing at all about it.
Of course not.
It's hidden in the rafters somewhere.
Yeah, and it's so sad too because I mean these kids were beaten up for no reason whatsoever.
Well, there was no incident of happening. The kids were just enjoying themselves.
That's right.
And they already had permits and everything, and it was perfectly legal. They rented the land, the whole thing, and you know what they should have done? They should have had security people with hunting rifles and scopes.
Yeah, that's what another one of our listeners suggested, that the security guards should have been armed and prepared to defend from the cops, as well as anybody else who wanted to be violent.
And as those helicopters approached, they should have aimed for the tail rotor.
Oh, no. Wouldn't that have been interesting?
With a scope, you can't miss. You couldn't miss.
Well, anything else on your mind, Harry?
There was a... I used to watch a firearm show that came out of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on C-band satellite, and I enjoyed it every week. And I used to tape the shows. And the the host of the show decided he wanted to get on the Outdoor Channel.
Okay.
So he got on there, and he was on there for a couple of weeks. And the management of the Outdoor Channel decided, we can't have these bad guns showing them on cable television. So they canned him.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go back to his own television show.
I see.
See, it's like those evil guns out there.
Well, you know, we have so much misinformation as gun supporters. You don't have to be a gun owner to be a gun rights supporter at all. But as gun supporters, we have a lot of misinformation to work against, and it's a huge fight that we've got ahead of us. But I think that, you know, going to New Hampshire is going to be helpful. I mean, if you look at the states with the least gun control, they have the least crime. I mean, you'd think that the information is so obvious when you look at it. I don't understand how anybody could be against guns. It's just purely emotional, don't you think, Harry?
Oh, I think it's a tool just like a hammer. It's designed to protect you.
Right.
As to what you keep on. For example, 20, 25 years ago, if you were caught walking with a firearm to protect yourself without a permit, okay, they would leave you alone.
Right.
Then years went by, and oh no, New York says if you're caught with a firearm in Manhattan, it's a mandatory year sentence.
Oof.
Okay? And it's stupid because you're just walking around with it.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to be in New York or New Jersey and be a gun owner, basically.
Right, right, right.
Right, and, you know, you can pop someone on the head with a hammer, and people won't say, you know, those hammers are awful. We need to get rid of them. No hammers.
Well, there's been many tools. For example, the guy on the show said, well, we have to outlaw bathtubs. Why
do
we have to outlaw bathtubs and put a permit to buy a bathtub?
Why, because kids die in them?
Children drown in them. That's why.
And might as well just outlaw everything. Like Manwich says, let's just put everybody in padded rooms.
There you go. There you go. But there's always going to be some incidents of violence throughout the world because people are all different.
Cars are far more dangerous.
Yes.
I mean, lots more people die every year.
Hey,
automobile accidents.
Let's make alcohol illegal again while we're at it.
Well, look at how many plane crashes there have been in the past 2 weeks. All right? I counted 6 or 7.
Sounds about right.
It has been more than a few.
That's bizarre. Harry, thanks for the call as always, man.
Okay, guys.
800-259-9231.
You know, I really don't support the whole smoking cops that are going outside of their purview, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming and serving a warrant and trying to break up a party, I think the best thing to do is to go ahead and do what the nice police officer says, and then later, take badge numbers and...
What good's that going to do you?
Because it's going to show. That's the reason that cops go after these lesser groups, because they don't ever chase after them. Now, you can believe that middle-aged men would get lawyers.
Right.
And that's where you're going to get them.
These kids can't get lawyers.
Why not?
I mean, I guess they could maybe find a lawyer that wanted to take it pro bono, but not very many lawyers want to go up against the cops. I've told you the story before.
You can call enough times and make enough ruckus.
Who are you going to call?
The police.
The police?
Yes.
No, you can't, because they protect one another, Manwich. Now,
I'm not saying you're going to get anything done. I'm not saying that you're going to get it done, but you might prevent it from happening next time.
You're just going to waste your time on the phone. That's all you're going to do. A friend of mine got searched on the side of the road, and he tried his best to find a lawyer that would take his case. He called the cops. He talked to the lieutenants and the sergeants, and
anecdotal evidence.
Nothing. It's just as anecdotal as what you have to say. You give me an example of somewhere where the police were actually disciplined for being bad. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We do it until 10 o'clock Eastern, so there's still plenty of time for your calls. And, of course, you can shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might read your emails on the air. It's not a show about your emails, but we do enjoy them. It is a show about your calls, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there. It's all free. Let's talk to Karen in Chicago. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great.
Quite
how are
well.
You?
All right. Here's the thing. I've been listening about a month. I'd love to get your diagnosis on this. You can put your shrink hats on here.
Okay.
See, I can see the liberty perspective on some things, but not other things. I mean,
sure.
I mean, just as an example, I am so with you about cutting off corporate welfare.
Right.
I'm a little bit hesitant about cutting off people welfare.
Okay.
And I'm hesitant.
Well, here's a question you have to ask yourself, Karen. What you have to ask yourself is, could we take care of people? Could the poor people, could the needy, could the infirmed be taken care of without the government? And if so, how could that be?
It just seems like a quantum leap from the way we're thinking right now.
I don't think it is. Are you familiar with the Salvation Army?
Oh, sure.
Completely private organization. It's a church, as a matter of fact. Are you familiar with Goodwill?
Well, yeah, well, the church part bugs me, but yes, I'm familiar with them. I'm familiar with Goodwill.
The thing is it seems like the Christians are a little more likely to band together and organize to take care of people, and I don't know why that is. It just seems like that's so.
I feel the same way, by the way, Karen, which just means that if you wanted to, you could go start up the Karen Army and compete with the Salvation Army. But what I'm trying to get you to say, and you're right, our paradigm today is, well, if we need something done, we should turn to the government. And the problem there is basically the way the government operates. The government does things by force. You know, it sounds great to say, hey, let's have the government help poor people. Because we want to help poor people. We want to help people that have fallen on bad times. People that, have all of a sudden inherited some terrible disease and they can't afford it. These people deserve to be helped. However, nobody deserves to be robbed from at gunpoint in order to help somebody else. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, and I know it's more metaphoric at gunpoint than anything else.
It's literally. It's literally at gunpoint.
Well, when you're talking about Utah, it's literal, but...
No, we're talking about all the time. Every government edict, every government diktat, every law is backed up by people carrying weapons. So if you disobey, you'll be shot.
So, and for instance, if I say I'm not going to pay my income tax this year because I don't feel what you're doing with the welfare system is right, government, then it's not going to be too long. You know, they're going to send me some letters, and then they're going to, give me a call on the telephone, and pretty soon they're going to send somebody to my house, and I'm going to say, I'm not paying those taxes, and you can't make me, because I think it's wrong. And I feel like I'm in a position of righteousness in that particular instance. Pretty soon they're going to bring back the law, and the law is going to want me to go to jail. And if I say, I'm not going to jail, I've done nothing wrong, it's you guys who are doing something wrong. Well, at some point or another, they're going to pull out a gun.
I see certain things where I'm just so in sync with you guys. I don't understand why the government is involved in either sex education or abstinence education. I want the government totally out of my sex.
You know, we all have been where you're at, Karen, and it's a road. It's really a road to liberty and a road to becoming principled. And if you have a couple more questions, we'll hold you through because we just love our lady callers. We're biased towards the women. Hang on, Karen. 800-259-9231. I mean, 90% of...
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.